y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on it.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Man, the nostalgia's so, I'm peaking, Katie.
Oh, no.
The landline.
Should I call someone?
The landline is back.
Talk to me when the teen line's back.
That is, that's where I wanted to go with landlines. I've seen this in multiple regards, like over the last couple of days. Like yesterday I was showing you a story about, and I think it was a glorified commercial. It's something called the tin can phone. Like some mom group decided, hey, you know what we need to do? And you get our kids landlines, and there's this one phone that's like a Wi-Fi landline. They got it, and they're like, amazing. Amazing. We got it for our 8-year-olds instead of smartphones.
So much wrong with that sentence. But I know that's not what you want to dwell on.
No. That's the best part of this, yes.
8-year-olds.
8-year-olds.
You're deciding between a landline
and
a cell phone for an 8-year-old.
A landline.
For third graders.
For third graders. Because the idea is like, hey, look, you know, kids... I don't know when they start asking for cell phones. I imagine it's probably pretty early these days, but in what universe? Yeah, exactly. So why not give them a landline like many of us had when we grew up that was just like,
but that's not why they want a cell phone.
There's absolutely, they don't want to have a conversation on the phone.
We've talked about this at length.
They get scared.
Yeah.
They get like, that's the, they get frightened.
I do like, though, this idea that if landlines did actually make a comeback, people would get back into speaking
to
one
another. Do you remember?
And conversing with each other.
Again, the nostalgia.
I still remember. I'm not going to say it because it was in the city, but I still remember my childhood best friend's phone number.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. And you got, people don't remember phone numbers. You still got that one.
I've got about five of my dear friends that I would call all the time.
I mean, you guys, you will never, it sounds like old man, you will never know how great life was when you had the teen line. The teen line was, oh my goodness.
Next level.
You had your home phone number and then you had the phone number for the teens. And yeah, you'd have conversations all night.
Mm-hmm. And you had cool phones.
Yeah, cool. What kind of phone did you have?
So first we had the see-through one.
Ah, yes!
And remember, these were corded for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And
mine had a cord, yeah.
And then, a few years into having it, they had the cordless.
Yes.
And so then I had like it wasn't as see-through, but it was like a blue, and they had a purple too, but it was like a blue almost see-through. So you like knew that the mechanics were in there, but you couldn't see all of the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a dock and everything in it. It was like comically large.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time I graduated high school, I actually had a Scooby-Doo phone. I don't know if you've seen it, but like when it would ring, it was one of those animated things where it would, like everything would shake. Like, woo! It was amazing.
You had so many cool phones.
Well, I had older siblings.
Yeah, back in the day, all I'm saying, like, if we had to bring back one thing for the good of all of us, I am glad it's the gladdest. And you don't even have to worry about the dial-up internet thing anymore.
No, but you know what? You got to worry about the price.
Landlines
are crazy expensive.
Is that it? Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
So. They don't make any sense.
They were trying to phase them out. So I don't know what you got to do now to get them back.
So now that's going to be the look.
Because you almost need a movement. You need enough people to do it to actually make it worth your while.
The true flex is a landline,
yeah.
And you know it.
Yeah.
All right. It's Thursday. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Guys, you're not going to believe this.
You're not.
You're not.
Absolutely not.
You know those totally private experiences we've been giving away?
They're like national contests.
National contests, like all of the Odyssey stations are giving these away. It's one of our listeners.
It's a local winner.
It's a local winner.
This almost never happens.
For Rascal Flats.
There's always a winner. But how often are they here?
So.
Very rarely.
We are taking advantage of this.
Hell yeah, we are.
Going to call coming up around probably 6:50 this morning. So, like, stick around. Don't go anywhere, especially if you entered that contest.
Mm-hmm.
Get your phone on you because we're going to want to talk to one of you. Other things you need to know, those are coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Senate Republicans. Republicans blocked an effort to limit President Trump's military power in Venezuela yesterday, with Vice President J.D. Vance ultimately breaking a 50-50 tie. Republican Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Todd Young of Indiana flipped their votes after first supporting the measure last week. The resolution, introduced by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, came after the U.S. captured, of course, Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, and Trump said the U.S. is now in charge of the country. Secretary of State Marco Rubio assured Josh Hawley that there were no U.S. ground troops in Venezuela, and the administration would come to Congress for authorization before sending any, which ultimately led to his flip. Three Republicans, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Rand Paul, still voted against blocking the measure. Let's talk about AI in schools. An international study looking into use of artificial intelligence in K-12 schools throughout 50 countries has found the risks far exceed the benefits.
Not even remotely surprised by that.
In the end, the study found that using AI in education can undermine children's foundational development. The study also showed that damage that's already been done by AI is
daunting. No doubt.
But it's also fixable. On the plus side, AI has been shown to help kids read and write a bit faster, which could make the job of teachers a little easier, but only if it's paired with actual instruction from a flesh and blood teacher.
Yeah.
The downsides, however, are negative effects on the social and cognitive development of a child. Basically, they lack the ability to think critically because the computer is thinking for
them. It's a muscle you have to work out, your brain.
And it appears to be a pretty comprehensive study. I mean, you heard it was 50 countries, but they had focus groups and interviews with K-12 students, parents, educators, and tech experts, as well as a literature review of hundreds of research articles.
Wow.
So people that are big supporters of AI in schools will, of course, say, well, not enough time has elapsed for you to make such a judgment call.
You don't even need to know AI to know that once technology starts doing something for you, you forget how to
you rely
do it.
On it.
Yeah, it just becomes the way, and then you don't know how to do it anymore.
If
and then,
you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yes.
And that's real bad when you're talking about your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were hoping the Texans would release more tickets for the watch party on Sunday.
I really was. I was.
Yeah, for one, you're not alone. But sadly, that looks as if it is not to be.
Y'all were seriously blowing up the inbox of like, hey, wait, can we get some of these?
It's so fast. I totally understand. But some other ways to get excited.
Yeah.
As the Texans head to play the New England Patriots, Friday is another Texans Friday. So no matter where you're going, make sure you're wearing your gear, you're taking your photos, you're uploading them to social media so the Texans can shout you out. And then on Saturday, they're going to do another H-Town send-off in car stencil drive.
That was also pretty fire. Yep. I liked that a lot.
So once again, you're invited to the West Club entrance of NRG to send the team off before they head that way. Free parking beginning at 9:30 in the green lot. You'll cross that pedestrian bridge and then line the path as everybody gets on to board the buses. And then on Saturday in that green lot from 9:30 to noon, that's where you can get your car windows spray chalked with Texas branded stencils to celebrate the playoffs. And the first 300 vehicles who get their windows stenciled will receive, you know, some free swag while supplies last.
I liked how I questioned last week, like, hey, can it really do 300 cars? Like, yeah, well, yes. And there will be
that
number
of
cars
and more. Yep. Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the bull, 713-881-5500.
So what are you picking? The job you love that doesn't pay very well, or the job you hate pays handsomely?
I'll be real. The more you think about this question, the harder it gets if you're really being serious about it. So let's go to you guys. What are you going with?
I got to go with job I hate, but hopefully I have coworkers that are good to work with.
That's a qualifier.
That's it. You only have to like one or two things about your job.
You only have to like one or two of your coworkers to get through. To be honest with you, it doesn't take the whole team.
You can have free coffee in the break room, and that could be like, you know what I
you
mean?
You only have to have one thing. You have to have one thing that gets you excited.
To that early retirement. You could get if you were making $2
Okay. All right. Well,
exactly.
All right. So we're marking that down. Thank you so much. All right, you're up.
I kind of was in this situation, actually, because obviously everybody needs money, right?
Right.
Yep.
So at that point, I was in a good job. I was making okay money. But at the same time, I was coming home angry, upset, fighting with my wife, fighting with my kids.
Yeah.
And just putting that strain on them. But then I found another job, was paying a little lower, but it ended up being that it was just better for me relationship-wise and health-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mentally, yeah, exactly. Well, so at that point, I was like, I had to take the mental, because I'd rather be happy and love my job and love doing what I do and coming home happy and making my family happy versus
making a strain of,
hey, we're okay, but now we're mad.
Yeah.
Brother, I love hearing from people who've done both.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, because that's a real interesting perspective. And I can't fault anyone for reading an answer there. You know, the other answer might be the right one. It's like, hey, I got to pay for all this stuff. I got to do what I got to do. But like, man, I thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hi. I'm calling about the whether you love your job or not, making more money or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I think it depends on where you are in life. Because if you're young, you know, you're moving up the ladder. But if you're as old as I am, in your last 5 years, I'm going to make as much money as I can before I retire. Because I think that's how they figure your retirement.
You know what? That's so interesting. You're right. I think by age, it would matter.
And is it weird? I thought you were going to go the other way.
I was thinking you were going to be miserable young, but give yourself peace later on.
Yes, like get the work in and then save the money so the rest of your life you can just kind of, not coast, but do what you'd rather do. Do what you love. Do what you like.
I agree with that 100%. I'd say make your 20s misery. Make your 20s just close your eyes and embrace the suck and go. And then,
lock yourself in a room until you're where you're at.
Right.
To be professionally.
And plus you're raising your children, so you need to be happy. If you're not making as much money, you got to be there for your kids.
Yeah.
So it's a job that, you know, you're not making a lot of money, but when you're older, your kids are older, you have 6 granddaughters, I'm making as much as I can.
Man, that is fascinating.
I don't like my job, but I don't hate it.
Well, that is fascinating perspective. No, thank you so much for the call. Absolutely. Guys.
Okay, thank y'all, and I love y'all.
I love you.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Now, we cannot stress this enough. National contests are still real contests.
Everyone sleeps on these.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, hey, get the keyword.
Yeah.
Enter it in.
But you hear national contest and you think,
oh,
my odds of winning that are low. Or you say, no one wins those.
Right.
What's the point?
But guys, we're here to tell you, dreams really do come true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Rascal Flatts and seeing them in a room with like you and nobody
in
Vegas. So we're going to try to get a hold of Cynthia and give her the good news this morning.
Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Frito and Katie. On the Bull.
Rascal Flatts.
This is who we are.
Thanks, Katie. Oh. Please stay on the line.
Okay, all right, cool.
No, she didn't care about you, she cared about me. I can talk to her.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. She picked, here.
Hello?
Hey, is this Cynthia?
Yes, yes.
Cynthia, hey, it's Katie, just Katie. Your phone didn't like Frito and Katie, but it accepted Katie. So, Cynthia, we hear you entered one of our online concerts recently. Do you enter all of them, or do you know one in particular we might be calling about?
I enter them all.
Okay.
Assuming the last one that I just did was for Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts.
Totally private concert, mm-hmm. which anyone would be excited to win, I imagine. We'll fly you out there with some of your friends and put you up at a hotel. Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts.
Get to meet them. Get to be in a room with maybe them and 10 people.
If that. Who even knows?
I mean, wouldn't that be killer, Cynthia?
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Okay. Cynthia, because Frito and Katie love you more than anything... We are going to make that happen for you, Cynthia. We're going to send you to Nashville to see Rascal Flatts.
She's speechless.
Oh, okay. No.
But I'll take that time.
Yeah.
To convince you, Cynthia.
You guys really do love me.
We do. We love Cynthia, you so much, Cynthia.
Cynthia,
I'm
so
about
much.
To pitch you reasons why you should take us on this trip.
Yes, Cynthia. Yes. Let's go.
Cynthia, it's you and four friends. Yes. Two of those friends could be your pals, Frito and Katie.
You have two other friends that can go with you. You don't have to make us the only people.
But let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, okay? Cynthia, we won't embarrass you in front of the guys. We're very professional.
No, we won't. Yeah, I had to think that over. We get that. Yeah.
We can save awkward situations or create them.
Yes, we can, depending on what you need.
Whatever you want. Yeah, we can make conversation with literally anyone.
Also true.
I'll talk to a brick wall.
Also true.
Frito's a good heavy.
If
the situation should arise.
Exactly. I can like bow up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He looks real scary. When he doesn't talk, he looks very scary.
Yeah.
Cynthia.
That's.
I'm a great wing woman. I don't know your situation, but you know if you need it, I'm here.
That I will confirm. Yes.
We're also great hype men. Like no one's gonna hype you up, girl. Like Frito and Katie.
No, if you've ever wanted an entourage or that entourage feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, your real friends might let you. It might be good, but we are great.
Also, speaking of your real friends, we're not going to wander off. You're not going to have to worry about us. We're not going to get lost. You can have our drink tickets.
Yeah.
We're excellent line standers.
Yes.
We'll document everything for you because we're not going to post anything on social media. And we know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless it makes for great radio and then all bets off.
And then you're hosed. Yeah.
So what do you think? Did we do it or should we talk about this later?
I think so. Y'all ready?
Cynthia, I got my backpack
now. Cynthia, hang on the line. No, Cynthia, congratulations. A totally private experience with Rascal Flatts. And man.
Also a national contest winner in Houston.
For real, dude. See?
I never thought that this was real, but now
I'm just 100. Again, we need to emphasize this.
No one ever does.
No one ever believes that we give these things away.
We just don't
you guys.
Hear about it when there's someone in another city.
I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know.
But well, today's Houston.
This is crazy.
Well, now you're about to find out, girl. Cynthia.
Oh my God. I'm ready.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hang on the line for 1 second.
Thank you. From the
100.3 The Bull. Welcome to the Raising Cane's Rodeo Ticket Window.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How we doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Happy on sale day.
Why are you bringing her down?
Oh, no, I don't know. I just got a nervous
jazz to be talking to Lauren.
You're right. Goes both ways. Lauren! You're caller 10.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
So, let's...
Big decisions.
Yeah, let's get down
Big
to
Big decisions,
it.
Lauren.
What show do you want us to send you to?
Megan Maroney.
Megan Maroney. Quick, easy, confident. We love it. Let's get it done.
Yeah, you're in.
Hang on the line.
Awesome. My daughter's going to die.
Well, hopefully not. Not until after this.
No, right.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Look alive, folks. Today is the day to get your tickets for Rodeo Houston and the show or shows of your choosing.
The anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
The absolute anxiety every year on this day.
It really should be a Friday.
Just kind of, yeah.
In person, it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
But the website is cake. RodeoHouston.com/tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to remember. Looks like they're going to be splitting things up in two waves.
Yes.
The first, this goes live at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
If you wait till 10, you're late. So let's say the first wave is live at 9:30.
Yes.
9:30
yes.
this morning, because if you don't get into the waiting room quick, I don't know that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So 9:30, you're in the waiting room, waiting for what? Well, the first wave is going to cover March 2nd through March 11th.
Okay.
Do we have a calendar printout in here? I know that's...
Riley Green, J Balvin, Rascal Flatts, Russell Dickerson, Lizzo, Dwight Yoakam, Forrest Frank, Luke Bryan, Megan Maroney, and on the 11th, you have Creed.
Okay, so Riley to Creed. If you're interested in securing those tickets, 9:30 is what you're shooting for. The second wave is 1:30, building in your waiting window for that 2 p.m. purchase time,
mm-hmm.
and encompasses the rest of the dates, March 12th through March 21st.
That would be a lot of heavy hitters.
Yeah, the last week's crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
Things to keep in mind. Just because you're in the waiting room doesn't mean you're going to get tickets. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah,
to anything.
It's like playing football. You don't score until you cross the goal line. Like, you don't get your
and
tickets
then,
until these...
Could be a last-minute fumble.
Yeah, they could review the play, right?
So, exactly.
Just
flag on the play.
Until you get those tickets, It's all
until you get the confirmation email.
Yes.
It's all sort of random from what I understand, and logging in right when it opens guarantees nothing. Once you're to the on sale, you can buy up to 10 tickets per performer. If you want more, you need more, better have an army and a prayer. Mm. Otherwise, you got to go back to the homepage and start the process all over.
Play as a team, man.
Exactly.
Play as a team. Exactly. You got coworkers, you got friends, you know, collaborate.
Bring people in to get in on the action. And even then, if you are not satisfied, they have got Access, the rodeo's official ticket provider. They will have verified resale at rodeohouston.com.
Per use.
They typically pop up around noon for wave one and four for wave two.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes out. Ticket prices start at $35, which includes a $5 convenience fee. Seats range from upper level options at that $35 or $44 to premium choices. Action seats at $180, shoot seats at $429. Then you've got your various levels, club levels, field level, chairman's club, party deck. I didn't realize it was $205. That seems pretty affordable, all things considered.
Not bad.
Kids three and up need their own ticket. So at three, children need a ticket. Two and under, they are free. Now, if you're looking for accessible seating, keep in mind those tickets are limited and require joining a separate waiting room. There's no guarantee accessible seats will be available for a specific performance. And if you need help or have questions on that specifically, there is a number listed on the website for you at rodeohouston.com.
Okay.
Now, if something goes wrong when you're trying to buy tickets, don't panic. They say closing your browser and restarting the process before 10 or 2 will not hurt your chances if you're already in the waiting room.
Okay.
After those times, though, you got to start over. Trying a different browser can also help, which, again, friends come in handy. And if you're still stuck, you can always reach out. Tickets@hlsr.com for assistance. Speaking of things going wrong, anyone else have Verizon? That was a long outage. That lasted 10 hours. But everything has been resolved. It was 1.5 million customers that went without service. It was reported in cities across the country. They tried to say it was an East Coast thing, but clearly that was not the case.
It was absolutely not.
Service came back to everyone late last night, and Verizon apologized for the inconvenience, said they did not see any indication of a cyber attack. They also said they plan to provide account credits to customers affected by the outage and apologized in a statement explaining, "Today we let many of our customers down, and for that, we are truly sorry. They expect more from us." The outage actually affected 911 systems.
Of course it
in
would.
Several cities.
Yeah, because they used Verizon. Yeah,
well, depending though on the model of your phone, you know, you could still call out. I didn't realize my phone before could not do that. So I would just be hosed if I didn't have service.
The things you'll learn.
But now that I'm fully into 2026, you know, it would have worked had I needed it. Those are the things you need to know on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Brittany. Man, we're sorry to hear about these issues with your mom. Do you want to catch everybody up?
Oh, my God, yeah. She's slowly driving me insane, but, you know, what else is new?
Okay. A lot of kids are very frustrated by their parents, but it sounds like this has been an ongoing problem for you.
What is it about your mom that's got you so worked up, Brittany?
Well, with this, I don't know. I guess she's just always been just generally kind of loopy, but I worry that she's just so naive. I mean, it's only a matter of time until she's getting scammed or taken advantage of, and that's going to end up on the news or something.
All right. Well, she's going to be on a radio show now, but
yeah.
I do get where you're coming from with this.
Yeah, it's just like, what is that? I mean, the older they get, it's like, is it mean to say they get dumber?
Yes, Brittany. It is absolutely mean. And I don't think that's exactly what's happening here.
Well, I don't remember her being this, I don't know, just this gullible.
Okay.
I guess maybe trusting is a nicer word for this. But I don't know. Listen, I'm just really sick about it. I just know one day this is going to come back and bite her in the butt.
All right. So know? Do we have examples here of recent behavior?
Yeah. What's she doing that's leaving her open to all these scammers?
Yeah. She's not all of a sudden like taking a sudden interest in Nigeria lately.
Maybe asked you how to buy a bunch of iTunes gift cards.
Oh, no. It's more like,
I guess she just takes everything she reads as the gospel truth. It's just like if she reads it on the internet, it totally happened or it's happening.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really seem to get the concept of junk mail.
Like interested singles in your area, libido booster type emails or
that's just a spam filter.
No, like mail, like in the mail, like mailers maybe. Mm. I don't know, like. The crap ones, the rest of us trash.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, let's be real. That's getting worse by the day, man.
Well, so is the internet. Okay. You know, but still.
But that's not really totally your mom's fault is what we're saying.
Yeah, the whole point of those mailers is they're supposed to trick you, right? Like, so you think it's not some commercial? Someone really did handwrite you this offer and really is interested in getting you and only you the best possible retractable patio right. covering or whatever it is.
And as far as getting fooled by like fake stuff online, right? Like that's an everyone thing.
That's rampant.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I'm not falling for this stuff. Are you? You know, and it makes me feel like a jerk. I'm always having to be the bad guy, the realist. And then she ends up lashing out at me because she doesn't want to hear it. And it's just a lot. I mean, I shouldn't have said she's getting dumber, but she doesn't listen.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe if you call her, if she hears it from someone else, I don't know, maybe then it'll sink in or something. Like she'll realize her daughter only wants the best for her and isn't just completely paranoid and insane.
Well, yeah, that's the plan. But before we get too far into this, are you sure you're not just, I don't know. I'm just wondering if you're not going about this in the best way.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. If it's just a string of constant criticism towards your mom, I can see how, you know, she might not be all that receptive. Mm-hmm. Your messaging is getting lost, Brittany, especially if she's already embarrassed over falling for some of these scams, right? Or almost for falling for some of these.
Yeah, it's possible I could have, you know, phrased things better or differently or maybe been a little bit more sensitive or delicate or whatever. But it's just not my style. I'm kind of snarkier than I need to be at the best of times.
Sure.
Oh, so, man. Yeah, there's. I don't know. Things I need to apologize for, I guess just let's do it. I just want my mom to be safe. I don't want to keep myself up at night thinking she's going to somehow give away like her 401k or something.
Lord, yeah, no one wants that. All right, hang on the line. We'll call mom and see if we can't talk this thing out. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Brittany reached out because she's worried about her mom.
I have a lot of sympathy for Brittany because I think a lot of people are in this boat. The older you get, you start to worry about your parents. I do.
You think your parents are going to fall victim to a scam?
I see, and it makes me feel bad saying it because it makes the inference is that, you know, like
but
my
they
parents
don't understand
dummies.
What's happening.
They're not. They're not dummies. It's just I worry about it. I don't know if Brittany should be that worried about it.
Well, let's get Miranda on the phone, see if she can explain some of this fear away, right? Put Brittany's mind at ease, or not, depending on how it goes. But I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Miranda?
Yes, this is Miranda. Who's this?
Hey, Miranda, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. How
hey,
are you
can
today?
You hear me? Can you hear me? Let me move over here. Okay. Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We got you.
And okay, who am I talking to again?
Frito and Katie, Miranda. We're a radio show on 100.3 The Bull, the radio station.
Oh, did I win something? I never win anything.
Well, no.
What do you need?
No.
Where's my purse? I know I put it here somewhere. Just give me
a
second.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Mom, no, you can't just volunteer your information because someone claims they're calling to give you something. You've never even heard of these people.
Look, Brittany, in mom's defense, most people haven't. Okay, so.
Is that Brittany? Brittany, are you on the phone?
So yeah, we have your daughter on the line with us. She reached out because we have this feature where people will share their problems and then, you know, we'll kind of talk it out.
Wait. She said I was her problem?
Well, not all of you.
No. It's just that. Well, your daughter, she's concerned that Brittany, do you want to jump in here?
It'd be a good time.
Mom, I know we've been butting heads, you know, about you being too trusting of people, you know, generally. And I know I brought up before that I think it's going to start causing some problems.
There it is.
Okay, I remember those conversations, and there's nothing wrong with my memory, dear. I told you I appreciate the concern, but okay, Britt, you have a tendency to be kind of
cautious.
Well, I was going to say insanely paranoid, kind of bordering on delusional.
Just so we're clear, okay. Just so we put it out there. Right. There's no shame, Miranda, in having to second guess things.
Mm-hmm. That's true. People are getting real creative these days with all sorts of issues. So it's probably best not to take everything at face value, you know?
I'm not ashamed. You need to know that Brittany, she's prone to, let's say, exaggeration. She makes everything so extreme than they are. The smallest cup of coffee becomes a pitcher. You know, take the other day, she like went out of her mind, like her head exploded because these people came through my house.
Maybe that's because you invited a strange family into your house. Like, who does that? I don't know. That's just not okay.
Can we get a few details here? Like, what was this about? Were they trying to sell you something?
The family?
No. Well, some families are a business, too.
Oh, the Mansons?
The Mansons.
So these people, they just showed up, okay? Just totally out of nowhere. They ring Mom's doorbell. And not only does she answer the door, she invites them in to have a look around.
Hey, listen, I invited them in because they used to live here. And that's a pretty important detail that you kind of left out of this, okay? I would have never opened the door to just a bunch of strangers. How old this house is. It's older than us. Oh, my gosh. And what am I supposed to say? It's their childhood home. There's a memory. Why would I deny them that? I'm not a
mom.
Monster.
You aren't it's not about you. Like, the people you let in, like, they could have been a monster. Do you know what I mean? Like, they could have been bad people. How are you not getting this?
Oh, my goodness. You know, actually, they were very sweet and they were very polite.
No.
Very, very.
Do you want to get murdered, Mom? Because this is how you get murdered.
Escalated quickly.
I don't know why you say these things. I'm clearly still here. Nobody robbed me. I didn't feel unsafe. I didn't feel uncomfortable. They were very nice people. And if I did, I would have made some excuse to get them out of here. I left the door open, wide open in the front. It was fine. They came in. I'm not a fool. I've been around the block. Oh, my gosh. You would think I came out of a box yesterday. You know, I remember when people were nicer and hospitable. And, you know, you let them walk down their memory lanes. I think that's kind of nice. Too, be hospitable.
It's not what we do anymore, Mom. It's just not. I know, but it's like what a bunch of lunatics probably. They were probably casing the place. Have you seen any weird cars driving around lately? Like, do you even know they live there? Did she bring you proof or show you a picture, give you a name or something?
Oh, yeah.
Anything like that at all?
What I tell you guys, she's paranoid, always a little high on top there, you know, and of course, she offered me proof. She brought in a bone from one of the bodies she got buried in the backyard.
All right.
This is not a joke, you guys, though. Someone's going to take advantage of her. Mom, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you really got to stop this. You can't let strangers into the house.
You got to stop. If you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. Quit assuming the worst of everyone. Stop seeing the world as a threat. Oh, people might surprise you, Britt.
Yeah, because you let your guard down. Come on, Miranda.
You know, I have heard of this sort of thing before, but I don't know that I've known anyone that's experienced this in real life. The whole, like, hey, I used to live here. Can I come in? And, you know, is that – that's not common, is it? Do people do that?
Or you've wanted to do this. I'll tell you this. I'm constantly by the house I grew up in. We went trick-or-treating there this year, and I would love to go in and see what all I remember. Is that creepy?
Well, unless you built the house, obviously people lived there and made memories before you. So I don't know which part of this is weird, or is Brittany making a big deal out of nothing? Like, look, we'll open it up to you guys. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
All right, let's just get into
who's
this.
Who's overreacting?
See where it goes. Who is overreacting? Frito and Katie, you're up. What do you think?
I think they're hysterical. That's hilarious. So I kind of deal with the same thing. My dad is 71.
Okay.
And everything he sees on Facebook, he thinks is real.
Yes. Yes.
I said, Dad, that's AI. No, it's not. This is really happening. Like the whole thing with, I saw one that Reba cussed out Joy Behar on The View.
These are the worst. These are just insidious. Like, it's so bad.
That's not real.
No matter how much we want to believe it is.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
He saw some video about some kind of supplements on, and it was the best thing that this doctor, and he wanted me to buy this for him. And I was like, Dad, this is a scam. It's a scam site. And he's like, no, it's not. It's real. It's good stuff. Blah, blah, blah.
Now, let me ask you this, because, again, we're talking about people that are getting up there in years. I mean, maybe scam, you know, maybe possible that someone could scam them. Do you feel like what we heard was a scam? Like someone just showing up to be like, yeah, I grew up in this house. Can I take a...
No, I don't necessarily think that was for that instance, but she really does need to be careful. I see where Brittany's coming from, because right. There are people that show up at your doorstep and they're like, oh, hey, I need you to sign for this package.
Yeah.
And then someone else comes up from behind and then breaks in the door.
Right.
So, I mean, she does need to be more cautious. I see where she's coming, the mom's coming from also.
Because you hate doing that, yeah.
Well, she's from a different generation.
Right.
Things were more simple back then. I mean, I'm a 1980 baby. So, I mean, we stayed outside all day until the street lamps came on. My parents didn't call me. They didn't want to know where I was. They just said, hey, I need to mop the floors. I'm locking the doors. Y'all go play.
Well, they couldn't call you for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
There was no cell phone.
Didn't even exist.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. Frito and Katie. All right, go ahead. What do you think?
So I think they both have good points, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, I understand where the daughter Brittany is coming from, because we don't live in the same world anymore where, you know, you can give people the benefit of the doubt, which, I mean, it's sad, but that's just our reality.
Yeah.
But I do also side with Miranda a little bit in the sense of like, okay, you've expressed your concerns pretty openly and loudly, but her mom's also like a whole grown adult person who gave her life. And at a certain
That is the thing. You feel bad. Like, you know, having to get into these conversations and tell your parents to be like careful.
Well, and then you can understand how they get upset.
Oh, I absolutely
It's infantilizing.
Would. Yeah,
it's like, I don't need to hear this.
Why are you telling me? It's a whole mess.
Well, I think they can respect where each other are coming from, but at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
Grown people have to take accountability for their choices and their actions. And I know she doesn't want to see anything bad happen to her mom, and she's doing what she can to try and help. But, I mean, some people are stubborn, and they have to learn the hard way.
They're both stubborn. The apple clearly didn't fall far from the tree.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. People have some real feelings about this. Brittany is worried that her mom's going to get scammed, basically. She's too trusting to just, you know, an example of this. Some people showed up at the house, said, mind if we walk through? We used to live here. She was like, yeah, come on in. Which,
the only thing I didn't love about that, yes, it's a weird request. She left the door open. She said, yeah, come in. But she left the door open.
Too.
She said she left the door open.
How's
while
that supposed
happened?
To like, help you in anyway, we're letting you guys.
I'm in two lakhs.
You guys weigh in. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Go ahead. You're up. What do you think?
Good morning. I think the ancient Greeks had philosophy, right? Whatever you throw out into the universe, you get back. And that's really working for mom. She's trusting people, so they give her a reason not to. She's probably following her instincts or intuition or gut feelings. And that's worked for her whole life. She's probably never going to change.
Yeah.
Why stop now?
It has served her well thus far.
Right.
And her daughter has every right to be concern. God love her for loving her mother. My mother's elderly. We have some of the same issues. But you have to respect their opinion and not treat them like they're toddlers because they've gone downhill.
Yeah.
You have to give them control of their own life. But don't be afraid to voice your opinion because that voice will be in the back of their head and maybe that'll help her in a wrong situation that pops up one time.
That's true. Maybe she will think about it twice if a similar situation. I mean, look, if a similar situation happens, then you know it's a scam because how many people would actually be rolling up to that crib? Yeah, seriously.
How old are those bodies in the backyard?
Let's talk about that for a second. I'm a native Houstonian, and I'm 52 years old, and I grew up in Jersey Village, and I've driven by that house probably 10 times, and I've always wanted to knock on the door and go, hey, I lived here between this year's and this year's. If you want, you can go check it out on the tax records. It's on there.
So you'd be showing ID.
The previous owner.
You'd be rolling up with ID. Yeah, basically, like, no real.
But
wow.
That's
okay.
Not only creepy for them because they don't know who I am, but that's creepy for me. I don't know who they are. What if it's some rapist?
Oh, so you don't want there? To.
What if
you
it's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs? You really just have no idea.
I can
see that being. Look, so again, the desire is there. The desire is there, but you don't necessarily act on the desire because that makes all the sense in the world. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
100.3 The Bull. Welcome to the Raising Cane's Rodeo Ticket Window.
Howdy, Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning.
Bernice. How are we feeling today?
Brittany
or Bernice?
I'm feeling good. Bernice.
This is the first time.
Normally, he hears it, not me.
Is that the first time I've ever heard someone correct?
No!
Oh, Lord.
Now I'm embarrassed. Go to the next. Just kidding, Bernice. Just kidding.
You're caller 10, Bernice.
Always, when I make calls for, like, orders, they'll say Brittany or they'll change my name. And I'm like, Bernice, Brittany, like.
I always get Kathy, Bernice.
Frito and Kathy is and Kathy. The, an unfortunately no. common.
Katie is a very common name.
it's shockingly frequent that comes up, Bernice. All right.
Enough idle chit-chat, Bernice.
You're caller 10. You're going to the rodeo.
Yay!
So, which show are you going to attend, though? That is up to you. What do you want?
Megan Maroney.
Another Megan Maroney.
Love to see
fan.
It.
And that is easily done.
Yep, going to make it happen for you, Bernice.
Hang on the line, Bernice.
Thank you. My daughter's going to be so happy.
Oh, you know it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Okay, so the on sale for Rodeo Houston 2026.
Here we go!
Kicks off 10 a.m. for that first wave. Now, 9:30 is really what you're shooting for because you want to get into the waiting room as soon as possible.
Critical.
That really doesn't guarantee anything, but it does give you some peace of mind.
It's your best play on the board.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Wave one. Why are there multiple waves? So wave one is going to cover Riley Green through Creed.
Yes.
That's March 2nd through March 11th. Then your second wave, that wave is going on sale at 2 p.m., so your waiting room opens at 1:30, mm-hmm. and will cover the rest of the dates, March 12th through March 21st. Now, things to keep in mind, just because you are in the waiting room, even if you're the first person in the waiting room, don't know that they would tell you that, but it doesn't guarantee anything.
It's just you got to be in.
Yes.
And then
that is the first step to getting your tickets, but it doesn't mean you will get tickets. It's kind of random. And once you're to the on sale, you can buy up to 10 tickets per performer. If you want more, you're going to have to go back to the homepage and start the process over. So some planning and some friendships.
That's the key. Yeah. You're
going to really come into play here.
Work collaboratively today.
Also, don't forget, if you need a ton of tickets and you're unable to find them, you've got Access, the rodeo's official ticket provider. They'll have the verified resale available at rodeohouston.com, and those will pop up later today. So for wave one, probably around noon, and four for wave two. Ticket prices start at $35, and then depending on what you're looking for, they can go up in a hurry.
Yes, they can.
And you do need a ticket for anyone aged 3 and above. Mm-hmm. So it's only 2 and under that get in free. If you need accessible seating, there is a separate waiting room for you. And if you're having trouble and you can't figure it out, there is a phone number that you can call that is listed for you at RodeoHouston.com. Let's talk about that bridge. Houston Avenue Bridge.
I'm just shocked.
It was hit again.
I'm amazed we got 14 days.
Two whole weeks.
Yeah.
Without an incident. The eastbound lanes of the Katy Freeway were shut down for hours. Hours.
Hours. Because, well, Katy, that's a reasonable. Well, it's a crane
fell off a vehicle.
That'll do it.
The crash happened before noon.
Ugh.
And then traffic didn't reopen until 4:45.
Oh, Lord.
Right in time for rush hour. I mean, they had to clean it all up.
What a nightmare.
Get the bridge inspected.
What an absolute nightmare, y'all. Every time with this, every time, it ain't going to stop. I don't know how, but it ain't going to stop.
Well, it will stop eventually because, I mean, they're working on the bridge. Yeah. It'll be finished in, what, 2028?
Oh, yeah, 2028.
2050?
You will hear this story again and again and again.
Well, the number to beat is 73.
Oh, is it?
73.
Was that the previous?
Last year.
73
That bridge
strikes.
Was hit 73 times.
Find a person that built that thing and congratulate them on a job well done. That's some engineering. Holy moly. Unreal.
And some quick country stories. Okay. Jelly Roll makes his voice acting debut and premieres a new song in the upcoming animated film Goat.
I dig that.
Comes out February 13th, and he's got a clip of it posted on Instagram. I don't know the size of his role in the film, but he is in there.
That's all you need.
And so is his song.
All he needs is the credit.
And his song from whatever that Sonic movie was awesome.
He does. He's building quite the repertoire.
Great work. Also, Dolly Parton bringing back one of her oldest hits. Might have seen this news. She's got a new version that will feature guest vocals by a number of big names. It's The Light of a Clear Blue Morning featuring Lainey Wilson, Miley Cyrus, Queen Latifah, and Reba.
Don't hate that.
Proceeds from the recording and music video will benefit pediatric cancer research. Very cool. So the song comes out Friday. And speaking of new music.
You just want me to click this?
Or rehashing old music. However you want to describe it. You got what I need, and I can't be just your friend. No, I can't be just your friend, baby. You're all that I need. Is that Chris Lane?
Is that
covering Biz Markie's "Just a Friend"? Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Would love to hear thoughts on that.
That also drops Friday.
Okay. All right, so we're doing this.
You don't have to wait too terribly long to hear it in full.
Wow.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito Katy.
Frito Katy at the Bowl. You can always get at us, text us, call us, 713-881-5500. People still asking, is there any chance of getting into the Texans watch party?
You know, I've asked.
Yeah.
Because we heard there might be tickets available.
For lack of a better term, the elites.
That's not us.
Is that, yeah, so in other words, no. Hell no. It's crazy. Everyone wants to go now.
Yeah.
You know, because they saw the last time it was insane.
Super fun.
It was super fun. And again, playing Pats. And people are ready for this.
I'm going to keep asking, but for now, the answer is no.
So with that said, the question is, how are you watching the game?
You as in me?
Well, yeah,
I'm not. I will not watch the game in full, as I have not watched any of the games in full this season.
Oh.
And here we are on a 10-game winning streak. You're welcome, City of Houston.
Oh.
I just pop in intermittently, and I will do that very same thing. And I know, football fans are not as into the idea of
so like not like Astros fans
jinxes
yeah.
and yeah as baseball fans but still
I don't know man
still
I,
there's got to be something to it.
I don't know. Now that you bring that up, my plan was to find somewhere to go and watch.
No, you can't do that unless you've been doing that.
I have never.
Aren't those the rules?
I have watched every game alone this season. Every game.
Yes, and you must shut yourself in your house and do the same. Come Sunday.
Are they less superstitious? I don't know that in the playoffs you're less superstitious than
when you're 2 games away from the Super Bowl.
2 games away from the.
I don't think you can change anything.
The ship. All right.
I could be wrong though.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. This will be where we take the pulse of the city.
when it comes to this, because I sure as hell do not, we can't afford to be the people who blow this by changing up. But is this a,
I'm going to do my part.
Is this a do not change your routine scenario? Is this, is it, it or what, or is that a baseball thing? Call us. Take a break. We'll get your opinions coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. We were talking about, superstitions in sports.
Yes.
And obviously, with the big playoff game this weekend, can you now switch it up?
Yeah.
If you have been doing the same thing, watching all, let's say, last 10 of the Texans games, if you want to get creative for this one, should you?
How much on our toes should we be about our routines when it comes to what
you
got to
do the same stuff?
Sunday,
right? Yeah, I'm in that camp. You got to do the same stuff. Go through the same motions.
Let's see what you guys think. Frito and Katie, good morning. You're up. What do you have for us today?
I'm not even. You know what? I'm going to burst y'all's bubble. I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, no. Hang up the phone.
Well, okay,
no,
but
you. That's not nice.
No. I'm Chicago, so
I'm a diehard true Bears fan, okay. No matter what.
Right.
So I hope it's the Bears and the Texans in the Super Bowl. That would be a cool game.
That would be a cool game.
So how are you treating this as a Bears fan? Are you sticking to the same routine? Are you?
Yes, but I'm super excited because we haven't won a Super Bowl since 85.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a minute. See, that's the thing. It's like I feel like I want to go out and watch the game with a bunch of people because like I think, but you know,
I think on the road to the big game, you can't. If you get there, you can't.
If you get there, then it's
then all bets are off. Maybe even the game
Super
before.
Bowl,
you know?
Super Bowl does not count.
Yeah, no, but that's your mojo might affect their win streak. You got to be careful.
How about this?
Know?
How about this? You change it up, and then if the Bears lose, we'll know who to blame. That way it doesn't have to be. Hey, have a great day.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. You too.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Guys.
Good luck.
Frito, Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I have a superstition for that. I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay.
And I went to the first 3 games, and they lost.
Oh, crap.
I stopped going, and they went on a 10-game winning streak, and now we 2 games away from the Super Bowl. So I think it's better to stay home.
Okay, is that in fact what you? Well, it's a road game, but like, how have you been watching it since you've been? Basically, you changed it up, and all of a sudden we went on a heater. So
you
what did
hit
you
at home?
You just, are you just sitting in front of your on the couch?
I'm sitting at home on the couch, and that's it. I don't invite nobody over. It's just me.
Just you solo.
Hanging your head in shame.
Any food? Any snacks? We need to order for you to make sure that
no food, no snacks, or water. And my Jason apparel.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, man.
I hate to hear that, though, when it's a season ticket holder. Obviously a massive fan.
Yeah. It's a
like,
lot of money.
Do you do?
It's a lot of money.
What do you do when it comes to reevaluate for next season? What does that look like?
I think you should get a credit.
It's a clean slate, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm upgrading my tickets for next season, so.
There it is.
Stay on a winning streak.
Okay. There you go.
The dedication. The dedication is real, man. The dedication is real.
Hopefully it pays off.
And I cannot say it's crazy because, again, 10-game winning streak.
It's only crazy
streak.
If it doesn't work.
Wow. Okay, dude. I expect to see you on the couch. Well, I don't expect to see.
No one should see you nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Please check in with us next week. We'll see how this goes.
All right.
Your daily Sports Radio 610 update on 100.3 The Bull.
I'm Sean Pendergast with Sports Radio 610. Here's your sports update for Thursday morning. One day closer to the Texans and the Patriots in New England on Sunday. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock. You can hear it on Sports Radio 610 and 100.3 The Bull. It's looking more and more like there will be no Nico Collins for the Houston Texans. He was absent at practice yesterday, only a few days left to clear the concussion protocol. That's probably not happening. Definitely something to keep an eye on as we work towards Sunday. Meanwhile, the Rockets back in action tonight, fresh off a win over the Bulls earlier this week. They play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. This is a tall task. The Thunder, first place in the Western Conference by a mile right now, should be a good one out at Toyota Center tonight. And the New York Giants hired John Harbaugh, recently fired by the Baltimore Ravens. He will be the new Giants head coach. Take that, Titans. He canceled the interview with the Titans to take the Giants job. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all week long for your Nico Collins concussion updates. I'm Sean Pendergast.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
This is neat. If we call you today to play Money Minute, which we could, it's happening in just a few minutes, but you could sign up to be a contestant at thebullhouston.com/contest.
Oh, yeah.
You'll only need 9 today, not 10.
Oh, what a treat.
One of the answers is Saturn.
Okay.
Sat on that for a second. One of the answers is Saturn. Why? Because we like you and because this game is aggressive.
Yes, very.
But if you can get the other 9 questions correct in 60 seconds, we do give you cash.
That's right. So will Saturn put you over the line? Probably. You don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Money Minute next.
Put you through the ringer.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Next up. Now serving Nicole a hot order of 10 questions, which hopefully she has the answers to, correct answers, mind you. And hopefully she'll be able to give them to us in 60 seconds, and we'll see how this goes. How are you doing today?
I haven't had my coffee yet, but let's do this.
Oh, okay. All right. We have faith. Remember, you can pass on any question. We will come back around to your passes at the end if we have time. You can't change answers once you give them, though. Make sense?
Yep.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
Yeah. The United States acquired Alaska from what country?
Russia.
According to the series Arrested Development, there's always money where?
In the couch cushions.
How many arms does a starfish typically have?
5.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
How many zeros are there in a million?
6.
What day is Star Wars Day?
May the 4th.
What planet in our solar system is known for its rings?
Saturn.
What does D-O-A mean?
Dead on arrival.
Robin Fenty is the real name of what pop star?
Pink.
What is the name of the first human civilization?
First human civilization passed.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that was strong, dude.
That was really great. That was really
good. Very, very, very good.
I'll tell you, that was an 8 out of 10. According to the series Arrested Development, there's always money.
The banana stand.
In the banana stand.
Always money in the banana
stand. There's always money in the banana stand.
And
I never saw that.
No, you should. Go back and watch that show.
Robin Fenty is the real name of what pop star?
Riri.
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why she got Fenty Beauty.
Yep.
Right.
My word. Okay.
And then, 7 out of 10. The first human civilization, Mesopotamia.
Yes, it was. That is a fantastic first shot.
Yeah, that was so good.
Sign up again, bullhouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Man, we are just shattering everybody's illusions today.
Blown mind.
First, we had a local winner in a national contest.
Yeah, Cynthia is going to a totally private concert with Rascal Flatts. How long do you think that is going to take? Like, I mean, I just don't even know what to say about that. So she's going to have a great time.
Be a local winner.
Yeah.
For a national contest.
So again, listen for those keywords and enter
input them.
Input them. Diligently.
Yes. Enter all the things because it could happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, Houston and I have a problem. From time to time, we'll have a scenario that sounds so outlandish, people will ask us if it's fake.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, no, people are just genuinely crazy.
I don't know how to tell you guys. People are this wild. And
yes.
Yeah.
And that is why I am both happy and severely.
I'm happy about this. I'm happy about this because I'm going to shove it in one dear, dear friend's face.
I thought you'd already said it to him, but I'm also very saddened. to share that it has happened again.
It has happened again.
A couple went out to a fajita Mexican grill in Stafford Monday mm-hmm. night, and they were caught on surveillance
mm-hmm.
planting hair in their food. Just picking up hair, putting it in
they
the meal,
it.
And then claiming that, oh, there's hair in our food. Mm-hmm.
To get a pop,
which yeah. they in fact did.
Because if from a restaurant's perspective, it's almost impossible. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to fight with them? There's hair in the food. You know, it's like, okay, just
get
them out of there.
She removes strands of her own hair from her own bun.
Her own hair!
Puts them on the table, and the man puts it in his food to make it, I guess, a little less obvious?
Her own hair!
So they tell the server, and according to the footage, he seems a little confused. It's explained later that the confusion was it didn't seem to match anyone on staff.
Yeah.
But they were like, you know what?
Hey,
Let's not question it. It's not worth
the argument.
Gross.
Yeah, it's a plate of fajitas.
Here's
call
your
it good.
Food.
Yeah.
Only wait, because there was video, someone went back and looked at it.
They went back and they saw the whole thing.
And that someone was the owner's daughter. She made the discovery and posted the video online. It was intentional, guys. It was absolutely intentional. And she did not want anyone else to have to suffer these customers.
Do you know what I would like to believe?
What?
I would like to believe she listens to the Frito and Katie show.
Maybe she does.
And she heard the time a woman admitted
almost
live
gleefully.
On the show. Like, yeah, no shame
I
in her game.
I say it was this woman, but I think they're married.
No shame in her game that she plants hair in food because
she wants to get it for free. Times are tough.
Gets it for free. And that something went off in her head. Like, I've heard something like this before. Maybe I should go and check the tape. And now they have been able to shame these people for trying to take money.
As they should.
Out of local business's pocket.
As they absolutely should. They're not pressing charges, but yeah, they did release the footage publicly.
Love to see it. Love to see it. Well, guys, it's almost 10 o'clock. Do you know what that means?
Rodeo on sale. Mm-hmm. Radio on sale.
Radio on sale. Well, it means two things. Yes, number one, it means rodeo tickets wave one are about to go on sale.
Yeah.
So you need to get in to the queue if you haven't done it already. Like, get in now. Like, now. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Thing number two, while you are in that queue, when right after it goes live, you're still trying to punch in tickets, just don't turn the radio off because we're going to be giving you a chance to pick your tickets if you are caller 10 coming up at 10:10.
This is when having a buddy comes in handy.
You got it. I've said all morning long,
you're
guys,
not an
working
octopus.
A team.
You need multiple arms.
Working a team. See you back on the radio tomorrow.